This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Hi, everyone. It's Hayes and Sean. This month, we're releasing one full bonus episode.
It's just Hayes when you're talking.
When I'm talking, it's just Hayes.
Yeah, when you go,
you're here, you're doing the ad.
Diminishes me. Well, I wasn't at the time. At the time, I was not. And we've been known to do ads separately sometimes.
Okay, but you like you put your headphones on, you pull the mic towards you. To me, that is that you are ready to do this.
They can't see that.
Are you
that.
Not ready?
They can't see that, Hayes.
That's why I'm saying that it's both of us.
And now it is. But when you started talking, it wasn't necessarily. So
we are releasing one full bonus episode every week from our premium bonus series, Hollywood Handbook Pro Version.
It's we now?
And it's... And it says, please provide a short description that highlights how Pro Version differs from regular Hollywood Handbook episodes. Where to, such a, like, a big question. Like,
yeah.
Where to even, like, begin on something like that? Like, how is it different? Like, wow. I mean, it's different.
Oh, it's different as hell.
It is
shorter.
And normally, well... Normally, it does cost money, but in this case, it is free.
Yep.
So now, is it the same?
But there's rarely a guest.
Sometimes.
Yeah.
But not very often.
No.
If you want to listen to the rest of Hollywood Handbook Pro Version, go to StitcherPremium.com and sign up with the code HANDBOOK.
I would say, just as a description, that the Hollywood Handbook Pro Version is a free-flowing conversation that occasionally touches on mature subject matter.
And how is that different from what we do on the main show?
I would say that that is a very stiff, stunted conversation that constantly explores nothing but mature subject matter.
Can I just say this? You have a promo code here, yes?
Yes.
And what do they get for using the promo? StitcherPremium.com, sign up with code HANDBOOK.
I think 1 month free.
Okay, doesn't say that.
You get 1 month free with using code HANDBOOK.
You promise this?
It's a Chef Kevin guarantee.
Write to Kevin and let him know what you got when you used it.
You'll get access to all our bonus episodes, an ad-free listening experience for all Earwolf and Stitcher shows in the Stitcher app. But you can also listen to the ads version, too. Kevin should be in here.
That's right. Wow.
Yeah, because the ads are all screwed up now in the free version.
So if you want to listen to the show as basically the Snyder Cut of the show, it's basically what it is.
Yeah.
With all the ads in their correct order, you can listen to Hollywood Handbook, the ads version.
Yes. Uh-huh.
It's different from the pro version, but it is in there. And you'll be supporting our show, too. Thanks for listening. Hope you enjoy the episode. And remember, that's StitcherPremium.com, promo code HANDBOOK. And again,
and
nothing
Sean.
About the bonus.
And my name's
but
Sean.
But Kevin promised. Me and Cher Khan are becoming an astronaut.
You and who?
Cher.
Yeah.
Khan.
Yeah.
And they say, like, okay, now the new challenge is you have to go in this isolation tank.
Cher Khan?
Yes.
Different tiger?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
And so we're in the tank. They're putting us in.
Water?
No water. Empty for like 200 hours or something. And they're like, okay, so it's gonna
if it was water?
Yeah.
Soaked.
Imagine.
Go ahead.
Even a little bit.
Go ahead.
Part of you would get wet. And so they're like, okay, get in there.
Depending on what you had on, it's fine. They give you galoshes or something, but they don't, right?
No, so I did ask about that.
Yeah.
And they're like, there is no water.
You're naked, butt naked?
No, you have like on a t-shirt and a pair of Joe boxers.
And Shere Khan?
Shere Khan is a different tank, different room. It's isolation.
What do you think he's wearing?
I think he was probably wearing, there's a brand of boxers called Psycho Bunny that's really kind of like funny and twisted.
Dude.
You know that rabbit, that like little cartoon bunny that's like, I'm going to kill you. You know that?
Yeah, I
like do. Like that kind of thing.
Last thing I want in my drawers.
So they're like, get in there now, please. And they're like, if it's going to be scary in there all by yourself, so like hit a button if you can't take it. And I'm like, okay, but am I allowed to watch movies in there?
Oh, you
and
found
no
the
one had ever asked that before.
And that almost like in Men in Black is you've passed the test already. They don't even need to put you in
because
you're thinking in this new creative way.
Yes, but I'm like, put me in there now because I want to.
Well, you had a bunch of movies queued up. What were you watching, that Catherine Hahn, Paul Giamatti one about IVF?
Yes. What was that movie called?
Private Life?
Yeah, because I did watch it.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't remember what it was called. But such a natural pairing.
Well, they look like any married couple off the street. I mean, it just is.
And I kept thinking, watching the movie, is that her real kids from those like Hyundai commercials or whatever that she does? Because it seems like she is very natural with them. Have you seen those commercials?
Oh, yes.
Is that her real kids?
I think one is, and I think the other is AI.
So I pass that one, then they put me in the freaking swoopy ball, and they're like, okay, just try not to throw up in here. And I'm like, okay, am I allowed to eat the big spaghetti dinner while I've been here, though? And they're like, no way you could do that. But I did. I
finished
didn't spill. I didn't spill any of it because I'm moving it around as the ball in perfect
sequence
with
eating the spaghetti dinner.
Yes.
And what did Shere Khan say?
Again, there's a different room.
Well, because you said that you were doing it together, but now
we were both, yes, we were both enrolled.
He's nowhere to
we
be
were
found.
Enrolled in the same program. We were in the same astronaut class.
There
so
the same
yes,
time.
We did it
and I heard
together.
I heard a hmm noise from our friend who's here today, and I wonder, what do you think about this, Ben?
Hollywood Handbook.
It smells fishy to me.
Okay, yeah. Hmm. Because he didn't know what he wore in the tank.
I said
which,
what I wore.
There, what, but you didn't know what Shere Khan wore.
I nah, yeah, you said, he wasn't
you
there.
You said maybe he had Psycho Bunny boxers.
Yeah.
Is my guess.
You just presumed he was wearing Psycho Bunny boxers, and you kind of squeezed in a little ad.
And then tried to
Bunny.
Change the subject to Psycho Bunny.
You brought it back around. I don't think he was there, Sean.
He wasn't.
I'm not Perry Mason, but I think he was in a totally different room.
He was.
Yeah, now, I don't claim to be Perry Mason, but the more I think about it, the more I think these guys were never even in the same room during this isolation tank.
Oh, brother.
So you wanted to say the name of the show?
I said it.
Hollywood Handbook.
What do we want to do? Version. What do we want to do today? This is a big one.
Today? Well, it's huge.
Yeah.
Because we actually have a friend here.
Yeah, on the pro version.
Yeah. Ben Rogers.
From the other show.
He plays Bang Raj Man.
Would have been maybe smart to...
He portrays Bang Raj Man on Hollywood Masterclass.
What's the play here? Are we pulling people over from...
I'm Sean Clemens, and I portray a character known as Sean Clemens on the show Hollywood Masterclass. This is Ben Rogers, and he becomes Bang Rogman for that show.
So this is on Stitcher Premium.
And I'm Chef Kevin.
As Hollywood Masterclass is. It's a little like this show is a little like a carnival barker being like, step right up, but he's like inside the tent.
I haven't.
And people are like, I'm already in the tent.
Sure.
What the fuck are you doing in here, man?
I have a joke.
Stop asking me to come in. I am here.
I have a joke to make that I'm stealing from someone else. Someone else said it about someone else I know, and it was a mean joke.
Oh, cool.
And I'm deciding whether I want to make it about Chef Kevin because he's here.
Do we get to know one of the names, and we don't get to know if it's the person who said it or it was said about? Wasn't that interesting?
Wow.
Oh.
Right?
That's tough.
The person who, I can tell you the name, well, I can tell you who said it to give them credit for the joke.
Okay.
But I won't say who they said it about.
Okay. Okay.
But the person who said it is my friend Dominic.
He'll love being talked about like this. Yes. He loves that.
As the crafter of a joke?
Yes.
Of a
joke. Especially something mean he said about someone else.
As a joke crafter?
And it really doesn't work for Chef Kevin. The person the joke should be about is the burger boy, Nick Weiger.
Oh, okay. But it wasn't about him.
It wasn't about him.
Okay.
But it would be about him. And I'm reminded of it because we were talking about how one of Catherine Hahn's daughters in those commercials is portrayed by AI.
Yes.
And what was said about someone that I'll now say about Nick is, man, you tell me that Nick Weiger is like an AI android they made or something? I go, Jesus Christ, they're close.
That's good. I wonder who he said that about for real.
He said it about someone and it was very funny.
Yeah, that's like good.
The idea that you would go, oh, they almost made a human.
Yeah, they're getting there. Yeah. Couple more years. Couple more years, they're going to pass that total recall test.
That's good. We wanted Ben to help us with something today.
Yes, well, we've actually got an opportunity for Ben that's pretty exciting. And I'm excited about it. I can't imagine how he feels.
Yeah, I mean, you guys, I think, said there was something on the table, and yeah, I'd love to.
Well, there's an opportunity that has come to us through a series of meetings, the way this town always works.
Speaking of something on the table, the signatures are not accumulating on this one the way they did on the other one. People, I don't know if the bloom is off the rose a little bit, but it's not like people are coming in here and wanting to sign the table.
I never signed the old one.
I didn't either.
I refused.
Are you kidding?
I may have signed the old one. I definitely didn't sign this one.
I'll do it for $1,000.
Yeah, $1,000.
I'll do it for $2,000.
Per letter.
But there's a whole thing of Sharpies and no one is interested.
No, and
Chef
and,
Kevin.
I mean, and I even picked up the novelty cat pen because it got me. I'm not going to use
but
it.
But sign the table with
I'm
it? Forget it.
I'm going to look at it.
People don't want anyone to know they were here.
I mean, PFT still has a lot of real estate he's working with, so some people love a good autograph.
Now, what about writing someone else's name?
Ooh, someone did write Jennifer Aniston, and someone believed it when they walked in.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, here it is right here.
Yeah, that's big. But like,
what and if, dots her eyes with hearts, and someone like, believe that.
Mm-hmm. Right, like Louie. Like he was here?
And date it, like really recently.
Yeah. Last week. Whoa, why'd they let him do a podcast?
Yeah, but like, have him do like different signatures for each show he was on.
Yeah. Oh yeah, you could assign it to a show. Yeah,
HDTGM.
I was on off book.
Okay, what we gotta do because we're almost out of time. Engineer Jordan's here too. Are we watching the time?
Jerk off book.
I'm watching the time.
And you.
Okay, I mean, we're never going to get to this proposal if we don't start now.
That's what I'm saying.
Okay, so Psycho Bunny has come to us with an offer.
I knew it. I knew
there's a Psycho coincidence. It was a coincidence.
I knew they got you guys.
They're interested in potentially producing a series of Psycho Bunny ads that would effectively become a Hollywood Handbook movie. Now, Hayes and I are both too busy.
Okay.
It's what's known as an if-come deal. There's money there if they're able to then sell the collection of ads to a big movie studio.
Yes. If the studio executives come to the meeting,
then you can get the payment. But there's a contract in place And we need a ghostwriter to tell our stories.
Mm-hmm. And it's through a series of ads.
It's going to be in 30-second chunks, which I think makes it easier for you, that you kind of can break the film down into a series of 30-second scenes happen to feature Psycho
Bunny. An interstitial movie.
Okay. And so was that a kind of soft pitch early on, trying to show me the ropes a little bit, squeezing
that
Psycho
just came
Bunny
up organically? Okay. That I guess that's what he thought Shere Khan was wearing, if he was even there. I don't think they were
in a separate room.
Yeah, they were in two different rooms.
There's no fucking
I would bet anything they were in two different rooms. So anyway,
gaslighting me.
Is Ghost Rider a pun? The Nicolas Cage movie
out.
You're out of the studio. You're out of the studio permanently.
It's permanently. Come on, the guy works here. That's
forever. If I find out that another show let you in the studio, if I see you on Threedom, there will be words.
Come on, Sean, the guy works
and the words here. And I got two of the words right here. Fuck and you.
He will say that to you.
So that's coming up. That's loaded up. I have that one. That phrase is ready, and that's only two of the words.
Are you trying to...
The third word's your name.
Are you trying to...
I'm not saying if it goes before or after, but it's in there.
This sounds like you, like, spinning the wheel of the ocean liner to get to a plug for America's Horror Story. So you tell a ghost writer joke, and then
like, speaking of ghosts...
That's pretty scary.
Yeah.
You know what else is scary is America's Horror... Ben, have you ever watched American Horror Story?
I think I saw
it. It doesn't matter. okay. So I'm working on this show called America's Horror Story.
Okay.
And everyone
sounds
sits...
Sounds close.
Everyone... the story is everyone... The show is everyone sits down one at a time and they tell the scariest story they've ever heard. And then they end with, and that's America's Horror Story. And it's hosted by America Ferrera. What do you think?
Well, it's got a couple problems for me. but I think, run with it, man.
What's the problems?
Well, if it's a bunch of people telling different stories, which one is America's Horror Story?
The thing is, they're all.
So Kevin's bit, the problem...
Shouldn't it be pluralized?
America's Horror Stories, kind of like America's Funniest Videos. Like if it was America's Funniest Video and then they showed a whole show of 50 videos, everybody would be like, why the fuck isn't, what's going on here?
Okay, I'll take that note. I'll pluralize it.
Kevin's bit was...
My gosh.
There was like too much. So first he was like a sex pervert.
Hi, man.
Hi, Bosh. Yes, hi.
He was into like weird sex stuff, and then he was the most like boring guy on earth. And now his bit is just that he
just has one
to pitch
TV
a show
idea
called America's Horror Story.
And which one do you think will? Which incarnation do you think will last the longest? Because the sex pervert made it about almost
that had
a
legs.
Year.
Yeah.
Now also, America. Ferrara isn't telling the story, right?
No, she's hosting it.
So, I mean, it makes
maybe
the name more complicated.
Isn't it a conflict with Superstore?
No, because she's... Okay, I guess it could be a conflict. I got to talk to some people.
Yeah, your shooting schedule is going to be nuts, though.
Well, maybe I could...
Because they're in first position.
You're going to have to block shoot.
I mean, if you just have her tell a story, the whole thing could work.
Then then you could
because
keep
then that would
title
be America's Horror Story, yes. Even if she, no matter what she did,
no
but
matter
what. But a good
what
suggestion Sean gave was I could franchise it to like Romania's Horror Story, Italy's Horror Story, and I go to each country and every single person tells. But I could do the same
there's
thing.
Nobody
with,
named that.
Yeah,
right. Yeah.
There's nobody named Italy.
Bosch wants some focus. Here.
Yeah, what's happening with them?
What's it up to?
I'm still scared about Reggie's gas mask.
Yeah, Bosch was terrified.
It's a
Reggie's
big tease to next week's.
Yeah.
Yeah, it'll be really fun. Ooh, Reggie.
So, Ooh, Reggie? Reggie Jackson? The candy bar guy? So, Bosch has been pretty sassy lately, and I wanted to talk to you about something that he's been saying.
Yeah.
So maybe just ask him, what he's been up to.
Okay. Well, let me just sort of, lead up to it. Hey, Bosch.
Hey, what's up, Hayes?
Oh, not too much. What have you been up to?
Oh, I don't know. I've been hanging out in the studio listening to your dumbass. What do you think, Einstein the genius?
Okay, so it's calling people Einstein the genius.
Yes, which I think
is a little bit of an extra flourish.
You could say Einstein, or you could just say genius.
You're doubling it up. You don't have to.
Oh, thanks for the note, Einstein the genius.
Okay, you do it again.
Yeah, so to me, I just think it's unnecessary to do both.
Uh-huh. He has really been wanting attention, so I think he's been looking for an opportunity to get that one off.
Hold on, my wife's calling me.
Yeah, answer, man.
Hey, you're on Hollywood Handbook Pro Version.
Oh, God.
I'm in here with Bang Raj, man, the best actor that portrays him anyway. Hayes Davenport, Chef Kevin, Engineer Jordan, and the Bosch Man. You're talking to about 2,000 fans right now.
If that. I'm picking up Bosch.
Yeah, okay. Are you outside?
I'm here. Tell Kev to bring Bosch.
Okay. I love you.
Now, Sean, do you remember what joke that waiter made that Bosch really liked? Because it wasn't really a joke, but he was talking about it for fucking months.
You remember it?
It was something about, that we cleaned our plate or something.
Yeah, I remember him talking about it.
And he told me to quit comedy because this guy's going to take all the comedy jobs. It was kind of fucking mean, but it wasn't even a joke. It was like a kind of generic waitery thing.
Oh,
you guys hated it.
It was like, yeah. You guys must have really hated that, something like that.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
You guys must have really hated it.
Too bad he's gone.
But we had completely cleaned the plate.
Yeah.
I mean, not. It was like we had licked the sauce off the plate. Yeah. And he goes, you guys must have hated it.
Bosch.
I thought he had left.
Well, I think he heard us from out there. Hated it. Yeah, right. They freaking love this meal.
Do we have what time are we at? Do we have time to do our premise?
Yes, you have time.
How much time in the show do we have?
I mean, you're about 20 minutes.
20, oh.
25.
No, the premise is too meaty.
It's too juicy.
Too juicy.
Yeah, of course. I mean, imagine a series of interstitials.
Yeah.
Right.
Featuring Psycho Bunny that told the true behind the scenes story of the podcast Hollywood Handbook. Mm-hmm. And it's a movie.
Yeah.
Do you want to just pitch us the first couple ideas that come to mind, the first dozen ideas that come to mind about that for you?
Yeah, sure.
Just a dozen or so scenes off the top of your
head.
Just
a lot. I mean,
no, just the first dozen, not a couple. I don't need to hear 48 scenes, but let's hear, the first 12 scenes. Make it a baker's dozen if you're having trouble narrowing it down.
Great. I mean, and we have to work in Psycho Bunny, or does the Psycho Bunny
We more have to work in our show.
Yeah, Hollywood Handbook is
so it's mostly
kind
Psycho
of a
Bunny
secondary
stuff.
Character. Yeah, the Psycho Bunny has to be the primary feature, at least in the first few.
And I'm kind of winging
first
it
first dozen or so.
I am not that familiar with Psycho Bunny.
Oh,
I
don't, have you seen Donnie Darko?
Yeah.
Crazy looking, yeah.
Okay. All right. Maybe we have kid's birthday party.
Okay.
And Psycho Bunny shows up. And the mom is freaked out. And and the mom's like, "What are you doing here? I didn't hire a Psycho Bunny. I wanted a funny magician." But then all the kids see the Psycho Bunny. And they're like, whoa, mom, hold up. This dude's actually pretty cool. And they're having a blast. And then one of them's like, hey, you guys heard this new podcast, Hollywood Handbook?
The kids, they're little.
Yeah. It would be good if people did think it was new.
Yeah.
Well,
this takes place years ago.
Okay.
I'm starting the movie at like when you guys are starting the podcast.
Okay. I'd prefer if people think we just started always.
I'd like to bury the lead a little bit. I don't want.
Because in conversation.
With the size of our fan base, and if we just started, not bad.
And the conversation when people find out that I do a podcast, it always goes to like, how long you've been doing it?
Right.
And I say, five years. And they're like, oh, wow.
And that's just this one.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So actually, if it could be set in the future and they're just finding out about it. And if the kids are really little.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think that helps because the show could maybe be for babies.
We've lost a few generations. We're just kind of like scratching out different generations of fan bases.
Okay. Well, okay. What if it's at a hospital?
Okay.
And it's the maternity ward.
Mm.
Uh-huh.
Lots of babies behind that glass.
Yeah.
Yep.
And the nurse.
There's only one nurse.
Well, yeah, it's late and there's like bad stuff going on in the town. And so there's a lot of bad stuff happening.
Okay. They have to pull all the other nurses.
A lot of the like the hospital's busy in other wings.
Okay. Yeah.
All right. It's fucked up.
No, I got it.
We don't have to get into it, but shit's fucked up in this town. All right. This one.
We better make it clear before you get there. We should make it clear that Psycho Bunny is not the one doing the bad stuff in this town.
Oh, well, yes. It's going to be very clear because Psycho Bunny's showing up and the nurse. Because Psycho Bunny's trying to, he's giving blood. Psycho Bunny's there giving blood.
Uh-huh.
And figures, hey, I better entertain these kids. And the nurse is like, what the heck are you doing here? Yeah. You look crazy.
Yes, yeah, of course.
And the babies are like, wait a second, this guy's actually pretty cool. Yeah. Hold up now.
Let him stay.
Yeah, let him stay.
Yeah.
And they all kind of party with the psycho, all the babies.
So they're put on some music and just dance. The babies, newborn babies are dancing in the maternity ward.
Uh-huh.
And Psycho
and they're dancing. And I figured it'd be a good time to bring Dancing Baby back.
Yes.
The Ally McBeal Dancing Baby.
Of course.
Like that's ready to, come back around.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that nostalgia.
It's already been rendered and stuff. So.
Yeah.
So we got that in there. And
so they're all dancing to music, and then maybe somebody goes, anybody else sick of this music?
Yes.
Ah, yes.
Yeah, that's where I was.
Honestly, more stimulating to feel like you're part of a conversation, to like feel like your friends are all hanging out instead of the more passive experience of music.
Well, also the babies are like, anybody else bummed out with all the bad shit that's going on?
Yeah,
in this town?
Need an escape.
I use a
something to cheer me up.
Laugh.
Yeah.
Yeah,
let's throw on this podcast I just heard about. I think it's new.
What? Yeah, must the baby new. Heard about it. One thing I wonder, and Hayes, you should be here to weigh in on this: is how are we going to address the Hollywood Masterclass controversy in the movie? In terms of like, if the movie's about Hollywood Handbook, obviously you're extremely mad about that show existing.
Right. How? Well, given this setup.
Right.
Yes.
That the babies are hearing about Hollywood Handbook for the first time. They think it is a new show.
Mm.
Here's what I would be willing to accept.
Okay.
That they got into Hollywood Handbook through Hollywood Masterclass, but now it's kind of like their Comedy Bang Bang where they don't really listen to Hollywood Masterclass anymore.
Right. Now, they go, I thought that was like next level funny stuff.
Yes.
And now I've realized like what the juice is.
I can't, you know, I'm not going to be like, there's no universe, obviously, where Hollywood Masterclass doesn't exist. I have to, right. This is where the world that we live in. I have to, like,
well, yeah, I want to talk about it. It's uncomfortable, but let's talk about it.
I can work that in there, but I suspect the Psycho Bunny people aren't going to be crazy about that one. Just because it's pretty focused on the podcast only. And
that whole, oh yeah, we
just
have
that storyline at all.
I think we can do it in kind of like an unspoken way, or kind of like we can maybe.
What do you think of this? It's set at a police station, totally empty. All right, cops are all busting their ass. I mean, this town's fucked up. The police are all like, the police station's a ghost town, and you got one like the town drunk. He's in the drunk tank.
Yeah. Yeah.
And he's rambling about how Hollywood Masterclass used to be something. Now he's kind of into fucking Hollywood Handbook. And that's actually like a lot cooler to him now.
Yes. We could have him not say it. If you could just see his phone in the podcast he subscribes to, and Hollywood Masterclass has like an exclamation point next to it of like, you haven't.
Oh, that's good.
Downloaded this show.
Do you
show.
Want to continue downloading new episodes? Because you haven't listened for 6 months or something.
Yeah.
I'll put that in there. Anyway, the Psycho Bunny shows up. and he's like got a he's got a boxer cannon. So instead of t-shirts at the ball game, this one's full of friggin' boxer shorts. And they're probably same problem. They're probably too friggin' big like they are at the game.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But still, you can sleep in them and stuff. And this friggin' town drunk needs them. I mean, he probably smells like shit. And I'm sure he's like pissed. He soiled his pants.
Uh-huh.
I mean, it's fucked up, but he probably did.
Yeah.
He's been in here 72 hours.
And the babies all did, too, in the previous scene.
That's true, too.
Yeah.
They needed and they all needed fresh drawers. They all needed fresh drawers.
They needed, that's a little more innocent. This is a little darker, but I think people want something a little darker.
But that goes with the Psycho Bunny brand. And our show, frankly.
Yeah.
I mean,
it's
a little intense.
Edgy. Yeah.
Yeah, some of the stuff we talk about is really edgy.
How did it go dropping off?
Bonk. Exchanging
nailed bonk. It. Is there a world where America's Horror Story is in this too? Oh, maybe like the drunk is also when he's rambling about it. That's playing in the background.
Thing. It's been weeks. We don't do any of the old stuff anymore. It's just nothing. America's Horror Story.
I guess he's still a boring guy, but just like it's
and
too
his pitch starts.
Almost.
His pitch starts. Have you seen American Horror Story?
Yes.
That seems like you're doing yourself a disservice. Like you should want to get away from that.
Well, I want you to remember something that you like probably enjoy. Like, oh yeah, good television, sure. Okay. Oh, what's like good television? Oh,
your thing is there's so many channels now. You really think there's room in the landscape for both?
Yes, absolutely.
Well, that's true.
I also
have you seen how many channels?
There's shit.
I have a list that updates of the number of channels.
Hmm.
It's almost doubled in the past 6 months.
Wow.
Wow.
It updates?
It updates when I refresh it, and it'll go, this many channels.
Wow.
And let's just give an example, 20.
Okay. Okay.
And then become almost 40.
Literally almost 40. Months. Yeah. Mm.
And that might be exponential. You know, that might just like keep.
Yeah. That might be exponential.
That might be exponential.
There's this X-Man named Enchel, and he multiplies things.
Yeah.
Did you and Sean's wife talk at all? Or?
Yeah, how was the conversation with Grace?
It was great. I said it was super, she was super funny on the show, and she's like, great. Take care. No, I'm just kidding.
You're just kidding?
She was very nice, as always.
What'd she do? She's coming from yoga, huh?
I think so.
Yeah.
I said, should I just leave Bosch?
What do you mean you think so? Like she smelled bad or something?
Yeah.
Yeah. What? Oh. She smelled bad?
No, she had on a. Like,
I got to know what I'm coming
clothes.
Home to. If she smells bad, I got to know that what I'm.
Big
before
stains,
I come home.
Big pit stains?
No. She had on athletic clothes. Can we go back to the America's Horror Story thing?
So, one thing is bang. Ben, obviously you know that we get paid for this show, and so we should pay our guests.
Yeah.
We are going straight from here to
a basketball game. Mm-hmm. Hayes and I share season tickets.
Hashtag the flagrant ones.
Hashtag the flagrant ones. And you're mad, Kevin.
Good.
Look how mad he is.
Hashtag over Stay it. Mad.
So you're... Well, there's not even any available. So you are... going to be using Hayes' ticket. He can't use it.
I'm going to see Dear Evan Hansen.
Which I've seen already.
Cool.
So we didn't ask you to pay for the ticket in any way, but also you haven't asked us to pay you for this appearance. I wonder if we can call it square. And I'm just looking up on SeatGeek right now how much a single ticket would cost. So that we can see whether anyone owes anybody anything on either side
of it. See if we're all settled
up. I can kind of see where this is going.
okay.
I mean, I feel like negotiations about pay stuff are better with, you know, lawyers and stuff.
Done on air?
Well,
my wife was on the episode already. Right. She's a lawyer.
Yeah, maybe we should. I mean, we probably Stubby should graph. Ask her.
Yeah, well, she signed off, you know.
Yeah. How much are we talking about here? Did you get the number?
Well, so there's no tickets currently available in our section. In the section behind us.
Priceless.
In the section behind us, so a full tier up.
Yeah.
A ticket to today's game would be $112.
Oh my God.
Wow.
That's the one behind us.
That's an additional maybe 20 feet up.
Wow.
Okay. So you're thinking for this podcast appearance and all the ads that become the movie, we're a square is kind of what you're saying.
I didn't hear him say that one way or another, but I did hear.
We're all adults. He's dancing around it. Let's not play fucking dumb, guys. All right. Guy's dancer, he's doing the fucking mambo around the idea. We all know what he's getting at.
Well, is that what you were saying? I don't.
Ain't babies yet. They're gonna be in the future. They still got a couple of fucking brain cells dancing around in there. Yeah, all right. Okay. Hey, you know, maybe the birthday one? Maybe the birthday one, the hospital one? I'm willing to throw those in there.
Okay.
But the police precinct
one. The police precinct one.
That's on top.
On top.
Like a.
You buy him something at the game?
Yeah, like a chicken sandwich or something.
Mm. Okay. All right. One chicken sandwich at the game. And or a Wetzel pretzel, sinful cinnamon.
All right. Yeah. All right. You got the cop one.
All right. Well, this has been the Hollywood Handbook.
Jordan,
Pro-verge.
Did we not go?
Bye. Hollywood Handbook, the Pro Version. That was a HeadGum podcast.